It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning, we are in Bemidji with Ben Luca. Ben, thanks for calling in.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning. Did I hear a little breakfast dishes there?
I did.
You did. I was moving some baby items, just waiting for the youngsters to wake up.
Okay. So have you had your breakfast yet?
I have not.
Okay.
Actually, the girls are going to get, we're going to do sourdough popovers.
Oh.
Going to stuff them with some berries and some yogurt.
Wow.
Drizzle syrup over there. Just,
I think
it's going to be a hit.
Yeah, I
Sounds
do too.
Good.
So you've made these or are they ready to go?
I did. They're a little more. Have you ever had popovers?
Yeah, I've never made them, but I've had them.
They're really simple to make. The sourdough ones are a little bit more complex, but oh man, they just pop out of the pan like it's their birthday, and in a way, it kind of is.
How
sadly it ends rather.
Sure, yeah,
them.
It's a sad birthday. It's the last birthday, right?
So popovers.
It is.
Popovers are kind of hollow in the middle. How does that happen?
I don't know. Isn't it one of the most amazing
pieces
of culinary? But yeah, the sourdough ones are hollow in the middle, but they're significantly more fluffy.
So
on the inside,
the berries and the yogurt that you're going to be that goes in after you've baked them.
Is yeah, you right? Just I don't know. They end up being kind of like a little bit of a hollow muffin. So you just kind of cut them open, let that steam kind of.
Oh, boy.
Fill the air.
How?
And,
oh my gosh! And a little
gently
syrup.
Some, you can do like you guys are talking about the waffles. You can strategically place the berries as if you're the butter in the waffle cups.
Yeah.
Or you can just plop it on there. I'm not a big presentation person. The girls don't care. They're 3 and 1. So.
But you're a food guy.
They're not like. I'm a food guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell. So yeah. Do you have a sourdough starter going in your house?
I do, yep. And that has been, it's been going. So I'm a teacher, so I've had a little time to stir the sourdough starter in the mornings. It's been going for a few months now. So
how often do you have to feed this starter?
I feed it every day. Actually, so this, if anybody has a sourdough starter, there's... a lot of times they refer to like the discard, which you throw out half of it every day. That's not really the discard; it's actually the starter,
Yeah.
And so you can use it. Well, you take like 3/4 of a cup of the starter, a little bit of salt, and then you can cut up some herbs, and then like 1.5 tablespoons or 2 tablespoons of butter, and you mix them together, and you throw them in a cast iron pan. And put them in the oven, and you get these. So if you cut out some herbs in there, you can change, alter the flavor of them. And so every day, I get these. It's just like you cook them for like 45 minutes, and you get these crackers. And, I don't know, we've saved a lot of money on not buying snacky crackers just by making sourdough crackers every day. And they're crisp and flavorful and crunchy.
Oh, that's
crisp
fantastic.
And crunchy are the same thing.
So are you going to be partaking in the popovers as well?
I didn't think I was going to, but I'm making like 6 of them, so I think I'm going to.
Sounds outstanding. How's teaching going?
It's going. It's going.
What age?
I was talking to some colleagues from St. Paul. I taught in St. Paul for several years. She had a colleague that said, this isn't distance learning, it's kind of like crisis learning, which...
Right.
I think we'll see if we go into the fall with the same thing. We'll see that there's a difference. We all got kind of thrown into this all at the same time, so the preparation wasn't as you know, thorough. It was expedited. So, but it's going. I don't know. It's tough to, I think a lot of us teachers realize, you know, we really count on, we count on that time with the kids. We count on that time with the students for our own mental health, for our own, you know, because adults can be, I mean, come on, you know.
Yeah.
They can be a little much.
Yeah, I agree. What age do you teach?
High school.
Wow, okay.
High school and a little bit of middle school.
Okay, and what subjects?
I teach health, and then I actually also teach a cooking class, so or a couple of different cooking classes.
That's great.
Up in Red Lake.
Nice. Hey, have you ever, did you hear me talking earlier about taking an online cooking class to the Ely Folk School?
No, I didn't. That'd be interesting.
So I did it a couple weeks ago, and we made, it was 50 people on Zoom. You had to have all the ingredients. We all cooked together. And it was such a, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, sometimes it's like you just need something to occupy your mind during this time. And it wasn't something
Absolutely.
I'd ever done before. We made lemon custard pie with homemade crust and homemade whipped cream.
Ooh.
But there's a class tonight and tomorrow that's cast iron pan pizza and Bloody Marys.
Ooh, I might have to be zooming.
Yeah,
tonight.
So it's elyfolkschool.org. It's free, but they're a nonprofit, so you can donate to them if you take the class. But it's a really unusual thing to do. And so I'm saying this to you, not just to sell it to you, but that, Ben, you might think of doing something like this.
Yeah.
Teaching a class.
Like yeah, this. No, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Do like, I just make sure I don't have too many Bloody Marys before I roll the camera.
Or maybe you should, you know, either way.
Or maybe you should, right.
Hey, Ben, did you pick up your skills from the family or just something you did on your own? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think I did a lot of traveling in my 20s and 30s and, I don't know, just seeing the kind of food that is just out in the world. It's just, I don't know. I just had a lot of time to myself. And so I just decided to, start making things, you know, and a lot of people have asked me, oh, teach me how to cook, teach me how to, it's like, well, I can't teach you how to cook. You gotta, you know, you have to, you figure out what you like. You follow recipes. There's millions of those everywhere. You know, if you like mac and cheese, try homemade mac and cheese. It, you know, start simple and just start making stuff. And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I get to listen to the radio. I get to listen to you guys in the morning. And sometimes, you know, listen to music. And I don't know. Cooking's fun. It's relaxing and occupies your mind.
So I like to...
satisfies your belly.
I like to read the paper. And I would never read the paper online. And my question is... do you use a cookbook or do you look at a computer? Because it's kind of sad. I think cookbooks are kind of fading away unless they're like super special.
Yeah. My wife made me downsize the cookbook situation not too long ago. That was hard.
Yeah.
It was like pick your favorite children and the ones you like the least.
Probably good for your relationship, though, right?
It was. I mean, she cooks too, but we've narrowed it down to, no, we have... yeah, we have a lot of cookbooks. Sometimes when I'm in a pinch, if I'm looking for something really specific, like, what did I hear? Did I hear it on the radio? Someone, Sean Sherman, Chef Sean Sherman, was watching one of his videos, and he was making wild rice flatbread. And so I had to look that up online because I hadn't come across that. But that sounded really good.
Nice.
So I looked that up. But for the most part, yeah, cookbooks. Moosewood cookbook's a really good one. It's a vegetarian cookbook. And the thing is, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I like meat. Well, here's what you do. The vegetarian recipes have incredible recipes in it. And then if you want meat, you add it.
Yeah.
You just add meat to it.
No kidding.
You need to throw a slab of bacon on there.
Sure.
I enjoy listening to you guys. It's kind of the best program around. You guys got news. You got music. You're funny. You're nice to people. I like listening to the Phenology Report. I don't know, just all good things, you know?
Thank you. Okay, so now, John,
so
your spiel.
So Homestead Meals is our sponsor. You can either have country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered. What's up? What do you want?
We'll do the wild rice pancakes.
All right.
Hey, thanks so much. Good luck on the popovers. And the girls are going to love them.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too.
We'll be thinking of
you. Yeah. Yes, we'll be friends.